recording is United States against Pauling. Mr. Alvarado.
May I please the court and counsel?
Mr. Alvarado, before you even begin, I need to ask this. Why is your office doing this case instead of Chicago's?
Your Honor, I honestly don't know the answer to that. I'm only standing in for one of the staff writers in our office, Kat Anderson. I didn't write the brief in this case.
Huh.
I assume that our office had been appointed to do the appeal, just as we are appointed to do many of the appeals for the Seventh Circuit.
Huh.
Your Honor,
I was going to ask why there is an appeal here, because...
Why there is an appeal in this case?
This pretty much looks like he got what he was asking.
Well, I don't believe so, Your Honor, based on the record. I think it's a very unusual case, because on the record, the district court has stated that it was agreeing with the defendant on the obstruction of justice issue, and that it was finding that he had clearly accepted responsibility, but rather than give a four-level swing, which ordinarily would have been the case, two levels off for the obstruction and two levels off for acceptance, it only granted a two-level
But he came at 12, and that's what he was asking
for.
Well, that's what the defense counsel, trial counsel, asked for when the judge asked him, well, counsel, what do you think this should be?
Said it should be 12.
Be a 12.
The judge said 12.
That's right.
Everything should be copacetic.
Well, I don't think so, Your Honor, and I'll...
An objection was even more important in this case than in the last
Well,
You weren't there.
I wasn't there, Your Honor. I wasn't there. But I think that the record in this case isn't the model of clarity as the government had
in
its own brief.
Even more need for an objection, right? If there's a claim of ambiguity about whether the district judge was saying, I find no obstruction, as you say, or as the prosecutor says, I find obstruction, but I'm, you know, giving the defendant the benefit of the doubt and giving him the acceptance of responsibility too, as the prosecutor says. If that was ambiguous, you ask the district judge to clear it up, and nobody asked.
You're right about that, Your Honor, except for two things. I think that the plea agreement itself indicated that the defense was reserving the right to argue the obstruction of justice enhancement, and trial counsel did argue that there was not sufficient evidence to support the obstruction of justice enhancement. Now, I know that the government is taking the position that, well, you have to look at the tea leaves at the bottom of the cup and look at the full context of the hearing to show that what trial counsel was asking for was just the two levels for acceptance. That is not the case. He asked for the entire four levels.
But then why was he saying, I'm asking you to sentence him at level 12 rather than at level 10?
I think he just made a mistake, Your Honor. Honestly, I think that's what occurred. Because what the court said, if you look at the court's statement...
Well, then you have an ineffective assistance argument.
Well, I think it was a mistake, Your Honor. I think that he...
At least, isn't it a forfeiture, if not a waiver of a challenge?
I wouldn't even say that it rises to the level of a forfeiture. It was simply a mistake on counsel's part. In fact, if you look at what the court had said when he imposed this offense level of 12, he said, I do believe that at this point that Mr. Pauling has come to grips with this matter and he is ultimately accepting responsibility for his conduct here. However, the court should not ignore the previous sentence imposed by this very court in terms of Mr. Pauling's criminal history background. Now, I think what the court was saying there was, well, I'm going to split the difference here. I'm going to give you two levels off, but I'm not going to give you the full four. But the simple fact is, he was stating, I agree with you on the obstruction. I agree that you fully accepted responsibility. That adds up to four levels, and it wasn't imposed.
I have to tell you, I'm a little more sympathetic to your argument, because I think that Judge Norga wasn't very clear about what he was doing. The sentencing transcript is very little help for me, at least, in determining whether he meant to enhance the sentence for obstruction of justice you know, obstruction of justice, or whether he intended to grant a reduction for acceptance of responsibility. But, you know, then we go to, you know, my two brothers' point.
Well, I think at a minimum what this court should do is remand the case to the district court for a better explanation of why it was imposing the base total offense level that it did, and whether it was granting two levels off for obstruction or acceptance or what.
On the basis of this record, though, it's realistically it's never going to be any different than 12 if it was remanded.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I said the end result wouldn't be any different than level 12 if this was remanded.
Well, it may very well not be. We don't know that. And even if this court found that the offense level should be 10, the court on remand could...
Actually, I assume there's some risk if we remanded it and the district court had to think it through and fully articulate it, then the offense level would end up at 14.
Mm-hmm.
Because the judge is no longer going to toss off, well, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
All things are possible.
Right, it is.
Do I want to take that risk?
Well, Your Honor, I think that
the top of 12 and the bottom of 14 are the same.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It was a 6-month difference, Your Honor. But I believe that under the record in this case, that the court should remand this case for resentencing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel. Ms. Bonamici.
May it please the court, counsel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your Honor, the government agrees that the record is not a model of clarity and accepts responsibility for its share of other responsibilities.
Did you say you were accepting responsibility?
We're accepting responsibility for our share.
We'll give you 2 points.
We'll consider later whether an obstruction enhancement is needed.
There are two things that are abundantly clear on this record, however, and that is, first, that the defendant requested a sentence to be determined based on the adjusted offense level of 12. That's clear. It's also clear that the court determined the defendant's offense level, or determined the defendant's sentence based on an adjusted offense level of 12. And under those circumstances, remand is plainly not appropriate, both because the defendant waived any request for a sentence determined based on offense level of 10, and because the defendant, at a minimum, forfeited any objection to that kind of determination. That is really the proper, the beginning and the end of this discussion. But even if were it not, the defendant's argument with respect to what the court actually did in this case is strange, because on one hand, defendant argues that what appears to have happened is exactly what the government says happened, which is that the court split the difference. The court determined that an obstruction enhancement was appropriate and then went ahead and took the two levels off, giving the defendant the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, the court could not have reached an offense level of 12 if it had not found that no enhancement for obstruction was proper, and there's no evidence in the record to indicate that that's what the court found, and clearly the record suggests that any such determination would have been completely ridiculous in view of the record, which contains a tremendous amount of evidence of obstruction. So we think that the record, taken in its entirety, viewing the court statements in their entirety, it's clear what the court was doing, even though he clearly could have stated it more clearly, and the parties could have requested that. But I think that what you can see from this record is that the parties understood what the court was doing, and what the court was doing was precisely what the government has laid out in its brief. So for those reasons, the government does request that you affirm both the conviction and the sentence in this case.
Well, I don't know that it's fact clear. I mean, the defense is as plausible as the government.
One might say this is a case where the district court dotted the T's and crossed the I's.
Well, here's why I think that the defense's analysis is not as plausible as the government. The defendant at the sentencing hearing at no time requested a level 10 or even directly requested that the obstruction enhancement not be given. You'll not find that in the record of the sentencing if you review it, and that's why I think it actually is far less plausible that the judge actually declined to grant the enhancement. That and the incredible evidence of obstruction.
Thank you.
Mr. Alvarado, anything further?
Your Honor, just one brief point that I didn't make originally. Your Honor, the defendant himself requested that he not receive the enhancement for obstruction of justice, and that was in his letter that he submitted to the court the morning of sentencing. In fact, the government even cites in its own brief on page 8 that the defendant contended an enhancement based on obstruction of justice was not warranted, and that was in the submission that he had filed with the court. So if counsel had made a mistake when he requested what offense level should apply,
I must say your client should view it as a lucky mark that the district court didn't pay any attention to that, because the district judge might well have construed that as making it clear your client had not accepted responsibility.
Well, be that as it may, when the government says...
Yeah, but as soon as you point to that, it seems to me the result is level 14.
Well, I don't know. Judge Norton...
That's one reason why I wonder whether you seriously want this case remanded.
All I can say is that Judge Norville had looked at the letter, had heard the arguments, and found that he sided with the defendant on the obstruction of justice issue, and found that he'd accepted responsibility for the offense. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Alvarado. Case taken under advisement. The court will be in recess until tomorrow.